everybody. Welcome back to Life Expectancy, Sisters Surviving and Thriving. I'm Julie.
I'm Stacy.
So we have built a playlist in Spotify that kind of expresses some of our feelings around the season.
Songs that inspired us, songs that have a lot of the topics that we have talked about during this season. These songs have either given us comfort, have been the words that we were unable to say, or just generally just had a feeling of the topics that we were talking about and we wanted to share with you.
Yeah, and where most of them are pretty self-explanatory, we were driving into Tennessee and we were listening to it and we realized that some of the songs, because we each added to the list,
yeah,
we had to explain to each other why they were there. And so I have convinced Stacy to sit down with me today and maybe just talk about why a few of those are there. And so that's what we're going to do. I hope you really enjoy it.
And if you learn about some new fun music, that's awesome too. Be sure and check out all of these artists that we're featuring. A lot of them you may have already heard of course, but there's some really good talent on here that I think is beautiful music.
And we're not going to talk about every single song, just those that we want to clarify a little bit. All right, so let's just start with the first one we want to talk about.
Wide Open Spaces by The Chicks. This song was just a fun go-to for me and my sister for karaoke, and it just really hit home when I was driving out, and they say the West Coast, I always say the East Coast, driving out to the East Coast, and it kind of felt like the down-homeness of our family and just journeys, you know, journeys you take.
Yeah, and every time we would do this karaoke, our voices sounded pretty good together and our parents loved listening to us because we would like reach out to them. So it's a really fun song for our sistership.
And I'm sure it surprises all of you audience members to know we do like to perform. We do like to ham it up.
We do come from a family of performers. So yeah, that one's there to be upbeat and try to talk about how we see each other and some fun that we've had in the past around being sisters.
It's good stuff. It's a lighthearted tune, but it speaks to our history and our closeness, I guess.
And there has never been a single road trip playlist that does not have that on it.
Oh, yeah. The road trip playlist always has it.
And just to be clear, so one of our rules for road tripping is that we build a playlist as we go, and then we can listen to it later and remember all
the
things.
Yeah, it just brings you back all the small memories. It's just, we're corny.
Yeah, big time. All right. So the next one is Fine by Kyle Hume. So this one, it's really interesting because it's a very upbeat song and it sounds really poppy. But if you listen to the lyrics of it, it's really deep. And there are many times, especially in the hospital or when Stacy was in hospice, that I felt like this because I would be outside in the hallway kind of processing and thinking about really hard things, but I would be coming in and smiley and saying things like, yeah, I'm fine. Or she would ask me and I'd say, I'm fine. And what I like about the lyrics is it goes through F-I-N-E and it's not good things. It's, you
no,
know,
it's but like, it's so upbeat and yeah, like fun though still.
It also kind of gives a nod to this idea that when somebody asks you how you're doing, we often say fine when we may not really feel that way. It's kind of a fun way to express your feelings. Also an artist I didn't know anything about. I heard it through listening to other things on Spotify. It was one of the recommended
That's
artists.
That's really cool when that happens.
Yeah. And I turns out I like quite a lot of their songs.
I love when that happens.
Yeah. So that's why Fine by Kyle Hume is there.
So there's a group of songs on there that are primarily from me, and they are having to do with my drinking. You know, there's I Love This Bar by Toby Keith. There is A Hole in a Bottle by Kelsey, I Had Some Help, Post Malone, a bar song by Shaboozey. And then also The Drug in Me is You. It's from Falling in Reverse. There's actually two different versions of this song. This is the slower of that. These songs really speak to a good portion of my life that I spent drinking. Drinking for me was about being social and fun and sharing an experience, making friends. So I love this bar, you know, getting tipsy, a bar song. But it's a little bit darker when you get into The Drug in Me is You. Some of the lyrics, the kind of dark that haunts a 100-year-old house, or everywhere I go, I drag this coffin just in case. When things got bad, they got really bad, and I didn't see a way to stop drinking. I just didn't. And these songs, although some of them are lighthearted, they definitely carry that heaviness of what it felt like to be in the throes of addiction.
Addiction doesn't start dark, right? It starts with the fun, the lure, the whatever the benefit that you're getting from the drug. And I think that it's one of those moments where you realize that something was fun and social has become, in your case, life-threatening.
Post Malone's I Had Some Help. Oh my gosh, the lyrics of this hit so hard for me and my past relationship. Don't act like you ain't helped me pull that bottle off the shelf. Teamwork makes the dream work. That was me and Rye. That was everything we did together. We were partners in drinking, partners in crime.
We're diverse sisters. And so you might notice in this playlist, there's lots of different kinds of songs in there. And one of the ones that we wanted to talk about that maybe might not seem like it fit is Rust by Monrovia. So this song was an artist I didn't know. When I was doom strolling or something in the hallway at the hospital, it came up in Facebook or TikTok, I'm not sure which, and something about his voice, the lyrics.
Sounded like you said doom scrolling. You mean you were strolling around the eighth floor?
I actually meant doom scrolling on my phone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what they call it, I think, right? I don't know. Where I was just trying to, I was disassociating. I was trying to get out of the moment and just get into anything else. And I would do that while I was walking around the eighth floor of the hospital because it would get my mind off of things. So I can't remember if it was Facebook or TikTok. I know he's on both. But anyway, his voice just drew me in that moment. And Rust, which is the song we're talking about, is a very romantic song. But I just connected with this artist and literally have consumed everything that he's published.
He sings so genuinely, so from the heart. You were my introduction to him, and I'm grateful. I'm so grateful because his music carries so much emotion in it. So my sister had gotten some tickets, and she ended up taking me on this small road trip for like a day or so. And I remember standing in that room with 100, 150 other people in this dim lighting and him singing to us and us singing along to him to this song. And it was such a moment.
It's called the Healing with Others tour. And I was so excited that there were tickets that we could drive to. That was only like literally 2 hours away, roughly. And I bought these tickets right when they became available. And I wasn't sure who I was going to take or what I was going to do. A bunch of things had to happen. And I remember calling Stacy last minute and saying, hey, can you go with me to this concert? And like I mentioned before, even though the lyrics are very romantic, I love her with every being. So at some point, it became really obvious being at this concert with her when the artist asked us to sing with him. And I'm just looking at her and I'm thinking, man, yeah, I will absolutely love you until I rest. Even though it may not be like a, anyway.
It was very likely we were never going to get that moment together.
Yeah.
And everything in that moment felt so heavy and emotional, but so positive.
Yes.
So beautiful that I could share that moment with you in that moment.
Yeah. And even though I'm tearing up, it's not sadness. It's like, I felt, you know what it is? I feel seen by his music.
Oh,
and I feel, and in that moment I felt heard. It was crazy good. Like, it was great. And I recommend it. Please go and find this person. He has a really interesting backstory. I think he's like a Libyan folk singer. So I do a lot of folk stuff. So, all right, let's move on to the next. There are three songs. It's a good segue into folk music because I was definitely feeling a lot of that during this time.
Well, there's a lot of lyricism in folk music and, you know, a lot to relate to.
Yeah, and I was connecting to those particular
focused
instruments.
More on the lyrics, I would say.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's, I don't know, it just feels deep. It's kind of my personality, too. So there's three songs on there, North Star, No Matter the Miles, and Lifeline. So I want to just talk briefly about those. So for Lifeline, this is by Ryan Harris. And again, I think that a lot of these artists have sort of cult followings, or they might be really big, but they're not popping up on like radio stations. But I was getting to them through other artists. And what I love about Lifeline is that it talks about how he's lately running in circles. And then there's a lifeline between him and another person that kind of eases his mind. And this reminded me of those moments when I was getting really anxious about what was going to happen. But the minute I would walk into your room, into her hospital room and see her, I could get grounded. And so we were kind of each other's lifeline for some of this experience at different times. And that's where I go to with that song.
That's beautiful.
So North Star, which is Richie Mitch and the Coal Miners. So this song, there's one lyric in it that just hits me so hard, which is, well, the first line is, I'm running tired of doing everything all right. Meaning there were many times where I felt like I wasn't doing a good enough job. I was just getting it done. And I wished I could have done more or better. But given the circumstances, we both did, I think, pretty well as we could in the moment.
Well, I'm here.
Yeah, well, there's that.
The proof is positive.
And then the last one of this little grouping is No Matter the Miles by the National Forest. And this song is about no matter where you are, I'm going to come to there. And it's coming together for each other, no matter the challenge, no matter how big the mountains are, no matter how far or wide it is. It also reminds me of our road trips, because oftentimes my sister and I, when we have to work through things, we take a trip.
I think in at least one time in my life, for sure, I can say you took me on a trip that saved my life. So
we'll talk about that in season two. So stay tuned.
Another song that is really heartfelt to me is by Sarah Bareilles. It's She Used to Be Mine. It's from the Broadway musical Waitress. This song is just, first of all, it's at an amazing part in the show where, you know, the main character has broken down and she's on stage alone and she is speaking to herself about herself. The lyrics, she is good, but she lies. She is misunderstood, but she tries. I'm not anything like I used to be. She is gone, but she used to be mine. It's all of these things about everything I've done in my past that I own. I'm not that person anymore, but I was. I still carry with me the idea that I am an alcoholic, and I will always carry that. And I'm not that person anymore, but she used to be mine. And these words, they resonate with me, and I tear up every time I listen to this song, actually.
And lastly,
we're going to go old school here. We're going to go right back to 1993. This is Juliana Hatfield, My Sister.
My name, Juliana, is spelled the same way as Juliana Hatfield. And I was in college when I first heard this song, and I went to a college on the East Coast, and it was kind of an indie band along with Veruca Salt, and I shared it with my sister, and
this was right when I was in high school, and I was smack dab in my feels about everything, and I was old enough to kind of have a recollection of what happened during my childhood and kind of reconcile it with where we were now. And we weren't close. So it's a lot of me singing to Julie, I would say. I just wanted to know her and I wanted to be in her light and I wanted to have her sun shine on me. And that wasn't happening. So I was angsty and I hated her. And if I wasn't going to be able to be her best friend, then
I don't know. There's a lot to this song. And I mean, we sing it full out no matter where we are or what we're doing. And
always.
Yeah. Starts off in a really interesting way. It is explicit in places, of course, but it gives you all a little bit of insight into us. Look, we recognize you can listen to a playlist and come up with your own feelings around it, but we thought we'd do this a little extra, just to let you know where our mind was at with it. We hope you enjoy this so much. And we would love to hear your feedback on the website and on our socials around this playlist. We plan to do a playlist for each of our seasons that we have coming out.
Yeah, because I don't assume our vibe is going to be the same, you know? I mean, this season was very introductory, was very wanting to help you as the audience understand who we are. So there was a lot of history, but then also a lot of knowledge and where we are and where we're going.
Yeah. And lastly, I just like to say part of surviving and thriving in whatever it is that you're going through is understanding there's a lot of ways to communicate. There's touch, there's sound, there's music, there's talking to each other. There's all ways of service, doing things for people. And you can communicate to each other sometimes when it's hard to talk. And music is a great way to do that. I think we found our way to each other in hard times through music.
Yeah. Some things are too hard to say, and a song says it perfectly.
Yeah. Or opens a conversation that you really need to have.
Yeah, that's a good point too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for tuning in to our little extra side recording here about our playlist. And again, we hope to hear you. Remember, we're at life-expectancy.com. And we are Life Expectancy
Sisters Surviving and Thriving. I'm Stacy.
I'm Julie. Until next time, we hope you're all doing well.
Bye.
Bye.
That's a wrap for this episode of Life Expectancy, Sisters Surviving and Thriving. If you'd like to stay close to the journey or eventually connect with others navigating similar paths, join us at life-expectancy.com. Membership is free, and we'll be opening up new ways to share, learn, and thrive together soon. Special thanks to Ryan Brunn, whose original music scores our episode with depth, and to our producer, Kenzie, who brings it all to life. And if you're a music person like us, search Life Expectancy Podcast Season 1 on Spotify or visit the site to find our companion playlist and all of our socials. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you next time.